It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, December 2nd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's nippy, 34 degrees.
We have a crash in Davis County. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour. We're learning more about the suspect and what police say happened in an officer-involved shooting on I-15 in Layton Wednesday morning.
The shooting happened after police say the suspect did not stop at their command and proceeded to SR-193 and then southbound I-15. New arrest documents say the suspect fired multiple rounds into the air in what he allegedly told police was an attempt to scare them out of chasing him, and that two members of Layton police fired back at some point. Police say when they interviewed Michael John Buttle at the hospital afterwards, he allegedly told them he fled because he knew he had outstanding warrants, that the vehicle and gun were stolen, and that he didn't want to stop because he wanted to see his mom. He's been booked on suspicion of 21 total charges, including assault of an officer, felony discharge of a firearm, and receiving or transferring a stolen vehicle. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Salt Lake man was arrested in connection to a break-in at the office of Utah's Attorney General. Police say they found several security key cards, drugs, a small hammer, when they took 44-year-old Anthony Jack into custody. Police aren't sure how he got the key cards and say when they made the arrest, Jack told an officer. When he gets out of jail, he plans to break in again. KSL's top national stories. Employers added 263,000 jobs, far more than economists were expecting. Zions Bank's Robert Spendlove told Utah's Morning News that that could affect the Fed's plan to back off on interest rate increases.
So just to keep up with population growth, you need about 100,000 jobs added per month. So we're growing over 2.5 times as many. So it just keeps making that labor market tighter and tighter.
The national unemployment rate stayed the same, around 3.7%. We are learning the results of a 6-month experiment in 4-day work weeks. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
6 months after putting their employees on a 4-day, 8-hour-day work schedule, the majority of companies participating in the trial said their employees' productivity went up, and so did revenues. The head of the crowdfunding site Kickstarter took part in the experiment and described it as a win-win. Happier, more engaged workers, and a healthier bottom line.
The trial was also good for companies' earnings. Revenue rose 38% on average compared to the same time last year. The rail agreement passed by Congress is now law. President Biden signed it this morning.
I know this was a tough vote for members of both parties. It was a tough for me, but it was the right thing to do at the moment, to save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption.
Some railroad workers have argued the deal doesn't do everything it needs to do to address worries over workplace conditions. The energy company that owns the Keystone Pipeline is looking to divest $5 billion Canadian dollars in assets next year. That might include selling the pipeline. TC Energy was blocked from expanding the pipeline a few years ago. In an earnings call, the company did not specify what its divestitures would be. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. One place Americans are getting some relief is at the gas pump. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus tells us how low they could go.
Experts think we could see gas fall below $3 a gallon on average across the country in time for Christmas. But don't get too excited about these prices coming down. We have an OPEC Plus meeting next week. If members of that cartel say that they're going to cut oil from the market, that could move prices higher. And also the U.S. and Europe are going to be negotiating a price cap with Russia for their oil. Depending on how that plays out and whether or not Russia retaliates, we could see prices move up again.
The average gallon of gas in Utah costs $3.84. After some back and forth, police in Idaho are doubling down that they believe the quadruple homicide was targeted, but they say they aren't sure if the target was the students or the house. 4 University of Idaho students were found stabbed almost 3 weeks ago. Police still haven't released the names of any suspects or persons of interest. Los Angeles is on the verge of mandating masks again.
Within a matter of days, masks could be mandatory here in L.A. County again. The county has jumped in COVID cases along with flu and RSV. And L.A. County Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says it's very likely a mandatory mask mandate will return.
L.A. County will follow the CDC guidance for communities designated at the high community level, including universal indoor masking.
Hospital admission rates and occupied beds are already at levels that were set to reinstate mask mandates. While many people here do still wear masks in public voluntarily, it's a question if a mandate would be followed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A Utah senator doesn't want to see COVID-19 vaccines on children's immunization schedules until there is more data on the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. Senator Mike Lee has introduced a bill that he says would ensure parental rights. He says right now the CDC hasn't released enough clinical data to parents. Coming up on KSL, just under 6 hours until the Utes face off with the USC in Las Vegas, and we have a look at your noontime drive.
We have a crash in Davis County, southbound I-15 in Kaysville, taking a left lane at 200 North. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Boy, there's no doubt about it. We've had a little taste of the weather that we can anticipate here in the great state of Utah. Winter's around the corner, and it's time to get into Burt Brothers. They know that the right tires make all the difference. The old term where the rubber meets the road, well, I'll tell you, at this time of year, on the snow and the ice, your tires make all the difference. And through December 9th, only at Burt Brothers, you can get a grip on winter with up to $70 back by mail on a Visa prepaid card when you buy four Bridgestone Blizzak tires or four Firestone Winter Force tires. Plus, get an additional $30 reward when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. Shop BurtBrothers.com or any of their 15 convenient locations. There's a Burt Brothers near you. Burt Brothers Complete Auto Care and Winter Tires Done Better. Subject, of course, to credit approval, and see store for complete details. Burt Brothers.
Diamonds. Everyone loves them, and at Ching Company, we've been experts in the diamond business since 1929. This means we know diamonds better than anyone else. At Ching Company, you can now choose between either a natural or lab-grown diamond for your engagement ring, diamond studs, or diamond pendant. When it comes to our new lab-grown diamonds, we take the same approach we do for all of our diamonds and apply our same superior standards. We work with the best diamond vendors, people who've perfected the art and science of creating gorgeous diamonds in a lab, with the quality we're known for. Then, we hand-select only the best stones cut by the best diamond cutters. Plus, all our diamonds are eligible for our free lifetime warranty and upgrades. We'll show you our huge selection in every price range and help you select the perfect diamond. No matter what you choose, whether it's a natural diamond or a lab-grown diamond, you can be confident that with Ching Company, you're getting the most beautiful diamond.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. The suspect and an officer-involved shooting in Layton earlier this week has been released from the hospital and booked into jail. New arrest documents say 28-year-old Michael John Butel did not stop for police. KSL News Time, 12:08. President Biden will meet with Prince William during his first visit to the U.S. in 8 years.
Prince William and Kate are in Boston for the Earthshot Prize Ceremony, which awards $1 million prizes to winners of projects focused on resolving climate issues. The Prince of Wales media team has also confirmed the meeting. The White House says they're still working through the details of what the meeting would entail. The Royals' trip also included a Celtics basketball game and a tour of the JFK Presidential Library. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
An after-work idea has become a Christmas initiative for a teacher from a school on the Navajo reservation.
When third-grade teacher Jake McFarlane posted on social media last year asking for Christmas gift donations for his class, the response was massive.
I know that, you know, a lot of our families were hurting, just like everyone all over the world, through COVID and through all of those things that were kind of out of our control. So I just really wanted to try to do something. How could I just kind of do my part?
Naturally, Jake has posted again this year, and the donations are overwhelming.
I would say that we've probably already gotten, I don't know, off the top of my head, over 60, 70 orders. It's amazing.
If you want to donate, you can contact the Natasan Community School. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports, the college football playoffs will be expanding once again.
Crowning a national champion in college football went from using polls and bowls to the Bowl Championship Series and most recently the four-team college football playoff. CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock announced Thursday they will add more schools, making it a 12-team postseason beginning in 2024. The deal will bring in billions of dollars in television revenue and expected to produce about $450 million in additional gross revenue for participating conferences and schools. ESPN's contract runs through the 2025-26 season, but CFP officials may look into multiple broadcast partners in the next cycle. Todd Ant, ABC News.
The Utes take on USC tonight in Vegas. KSL Sports' Hans Olsen says it's a toss-up on who will win.
I think that they're right there in the middle. I think that it's a 50-50 deal. They beat them last time they played them, but they did it off a two-point conversion. It was very close, a one-point game. It was a dogfight to the very end. I expect it to be the same this time, but I feel like USC has improved since the last time they've played.
The game starts tonight at 6 at Allegiant Stadium. KSL News Time past 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the latest on your drive now. Here's Len Thomas.
We're looking at this crash southbound I-15 in Kaysville. Just drove off the road now. Good news. I've been looking at that on the cameras. This was in the curve at 200 North adjacent to the entrance ramp here, which has some water on it. So you want to use care on those ramps as you make your way into the afternoon. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Outside of a few mainly mountain flurries, most of the snow is diminished in northern Utah. We still have some scattered showers throughout the central and southern part of the state. But we're looking for cooler air to move in and eventually shut everything down as we head into the evening hours. High of only 34 today. Overnight low tonight, 21. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies, 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, President Biden is touting a narrow miss on a railroad strike. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and this is the week that Dee and I are going to see Hale Center Theater's presentation of The Little Mermaid. Nobody puts on a play like Hale Center Theater, and The Little Mermaid is a favorite. This is the time to get your tickets, and all you have to do is go to hct.org. And speaking of buying online, it's the perfect time to do a little Christmas shopping. Gift cards, tickets to play, season tickets. Next year is going to be spectacular. And the other day, I heard from my friends at Hale Center Theater that I needed to remind all of you that if you love their presentation of A Christmas Carol, don't put off buying the tickets. Already, performances are being sold out. Don't wait. Go again to hct.org. Lock down your tickets. Get those gift cards. Don't miss A Christmas Carol and The Little Mermaid at Hale Center Theater.
Arrive in style in a great-fitting suit from Mr. Mack. We feature quality, designer brands like Calvin Klein, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, and Talia, with styles to suit every man and every occasion. We ensure a perfect fit, offering fast, free alterations by expert tailors at all 9 Mr. Mack stores. Arrive in style with Mr. Mack, serving Utah for over 50 years.
Copiers, printers, service, and supplies are just the beginning. Les Olson IT is the premier source for your business's structured cabling, IT, software, telephones, and security systems. We partner with you to find the ideal solution to all of your office technology needs. Tell us your goals and we'll get you there. Find out more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Christmas will be ours!
The Utah Symphony presents Disney's timeless holiday classic, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas in concert.
They're celebrating!
Experience the enchanting story as never before as the Utah Symphony performs Danny Elfman's Grammy-winning score live in sync with the movie. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas in concert with the Utah Symphony, December 21st through 23rd at Maurice of Ravenel Hall. Tickets are available now at utahsymphony.org.
As the weather gets cold, come inside Marisa Bravno Hall for a musical treat. Holidays with the Utah Symphony has something for everyone. World-class musicians playing beloved classical music, holiday pops, and family-friendly concerts with the Jolly Man himself. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the suspect in an officer-involved shooting is out of the hospital and has been booked into the Davis County Jail. Police say he admitted to shooting a gun in the air during a chase before officers returned fire. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, U.S. hiring stayed strong in November with employers adding 263,000 jobs. Analysts weren't expecting such strong numbers. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
Just a little bit of slowing as you make your way southbound I-15 in Kaysville. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
As the snow shuts down, clearing and cold moves in. I'm Brett Benson.
Mostly cloudy, 34 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite high inflation, companies added 263,000 jobs in November, more than expected. Wages also rose slightly. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says hospitality and leisure sectors saw the biggest gains.
We've been talking a lot about companies in technology, real estate, entertainment, laying off a number of workers in these past few months. But still, the number of or the demand for workers continues to outpace the number of people looking for jobs. There are now roughly 1.7 positions open for people who are looking for work.
The Fed board is trying to cool the labor market off further in order to curb inflation. Strike averted. President Biden signed off on the bill Congress passed this week that keeps union rail workers on the job. The measure requires unions and freight companies to adopt the tentative deal they initially agreed to before several unions rejected it.
I know this was a tough vote for members of both parties. It was a tough for me, but it was the right thing to do at the moment. To save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption.
A separate measure to add paid sick days for rail workers failed to pass, but talks continue. President Biden traveling to Boston today. He'll participate in a fundraiser and later meet with Britain's Prince William and Princess Kate during the royal couple's trip to the U.S.
Prince William and Kate are in Boston for the Earthshot Prize Ceremony, which awards $1 million prizes to winners of projects focused on resolving climate issues. The Prince of Wales media team has also confirmed the meeting. The White House says they're still working through the details of what the meeting would entail. The Royals' trip also included a Celtics basketball game and a tour of the JFK Presidential Library. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Cleared for play. That's the word from the U.S. National Men's Soccer team, tweeting that Christian Pulisic, injured earlier this week against Iran, will take to the field in tomorrow's match against the Netherlands. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As you just heard on ABC News, national rail strike has been averted. President Biden signed a bill preventing workers from walking off the job right before the holiday season. The workers and companies had until December 9th to reach an agreement. If they hadn't, it's estimated it would cost the U.S. economy $2 billion a day.
The bill I'm about to sign ends a difficult rail dispute and helps our nation avoid what, without a doubt, would have been an economic catastrophe at a very bad time in the calendar. Our nation's rail system is literally the backbone of our supply chain, as you all well know, and so much of what we rely on is delivered on our rail, from clean water to food and gas and every other good. Rail shutdown would have devastated our economy. Without freight rail, many of the U.S. industries would literally shut down. In the event of a shutdown, my economic advisors report that as many as 765,000 Americans, many of them union members themselves, would have been put out of work for the first time, and within the first 2 weeks of the strike alone. Communities could have lost access to chemicals necessary to ensure clean drinking water. Farms and ranches across the country would have been unable to feed their livestock. And thanks to the bill Congress passed and one I'm about to sign, we've spared the country that catastrophe. At the same time, we ensured workers are going to get a historic 24% wage increase over the next 5 years, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care.
The president says the bill does not include paid sick leave, but he says he will continue to fight for it. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines with Len Thomas.
We're looking at a spot of slowing southbound I-15. Maria, it is near 200 north due to a previous accident. Getting back to normal, though. And north of here in Box Elder County, a crash affecting both directions of US 91. That is near Mattaway and doesn't seem to be affecting too much of the drive. Utah County, a crash northbound US 89 at Bird's Eye, which is a great name. It's a few miles south of the old Thistle site there as you make your way into that scenic country there. Deseret Book carries more than 300 unique nativities originating from 27 different countries. Every style, every size, every budget. Find a nativity in a store or online at DeseretBook.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clearing and cold for the rest of the day, high of 34. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're looking for some increasing clouds, a little bit warmer, 41, few mountain showers possible. Sunday, the next storm begins to move in, 48, starting valley rain, mountain snow, changing over to snow as we get into Monday. So lingering showers on Monday with a high of 42. After that, cooler, 38, 36, and 35. All with partly cloudy skies through Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 34 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Market's not happy with what was a pretty good jobs report. We'll check your money news coming up next.
I'm a senior and wouldn't be playing tennis weekly year-round if I hadn't received their ultrasound-guided injections.
When you make a difference in someone's life, they want everyone to know about it. That's what happens for so many who let the Active Joint Institute help them with their joint issues and pain.
Everything involving my health issues was fully discussed. I was involved in every decision and given all the facts and time needed to make an informed decision.
The Active Joint Institute delivers the most current research-backed treatments for joint and knee pain. That means the active life you love is the active life you can have again. This is knee pain relief without surgery. That's right, no surgery, no matter what you've been told before.
I brought my 94-year-old mother-in-law. Now she's getting knee pain relief. They're attentive. Carefully outline what's being done. We love them.
Start today at theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, give the gift of dunks, dribbles, and wins with Utah Jazz Holiday Ticket Packs. Choose the games you want to attend, and with every ticket you purchase, you earn Jazz Notes. Jazz Notes are redeemable at your favorite Vivint Arena concession stand, or to buy jerseys, hats, shirts, and more at the team store. The more tickets you buy, the more Jazz Notes you get. With over 10 games to choose from, there's a matchup for everyone. Purchase your holiday ticket packs today at UtahJazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
Guys, 2022's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas exclusively from Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today, and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com.
This is Scott Hammond. Give your team the gift of top performance from my new book, The Management Minute, at managementminute.net. That's managementminute.net.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We do have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. Police in Provo are identifying a woman whose body was found in the road at 850 West and 800 North in Provo. Now, the woman is 21-year-old Isabel Parr. Police believe that she was hit by a car last night between 520 and 525 while out jogging. Police say the car that hit her fled the scene and did not call for help. KSL News Time is 1225. Hunter High is putting on a special production of Beauty and the Beast. The special education students collaborated with the general education drama students on a more simple version of the play so that everyone could participate. Jessica Coffey is a special education teacher and says the experience inspired confidence.
I have absolutely loved seeing these kids get out of their shell. So many of them are just so shy in class, and you'd never think that they would dance and sing the way that they do.
The show runs today and tomorrow. Watching Utah's money, job cuts are accelerating in the U.S. with a 127% increase in November from the month before. Challenger Gray and Christmas says U.S. employers cut just over 75,000 jobs last month, most of them in the tech sector. If you've ever blamed the high cost of housing in your area on people moving here from California, you might not be wrong. San Francisco and Los Angeles top the list of Redfin's report analyzing the places in the country that people want to leave. Sacramento, Las Vegas, and Miami were the three cities where most people wanted to go. Consumers are racking up credit card debt at a pace not seen in decades. In the most recent quarter, consumers' overall credit card balance increased by 15%. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 99 points. That's about a quarter of a percent, sitting at 34,296. S&P is down by 22. The NASDAQ is down by 89 points. Now, here's what's new to watch this weekend.
The week's most powerful new release,
Slaves Are Free,
is the slavery drama Emancipation, starring Will Smith. That's in select theaters and streaming next week on Apple TV+. The only movie opening in theaters across the country.
Time for some season's beatings.
Is the Santa Claus action thriller Violent Night, starring David Harbour. And new streaming this weekend, the steamy period romance Lady Chatterley's Lover hits Netflix, along with the animated Scrooge A Christmas Carol. And Sunday night on Showtime, Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain star in George and Tammy, about country music legends George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
What do you owe the federal government for school?
This student loan forgiveness program was not authorized by Congress.
Well, you still may owe it. Or maybe your kids do. A battle over student debt is headed to the Supreme Court, and billions of dollars are at stake. Listen for updates this week on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Help is available online for people with complaints about their bank. A website has been created to answer common questions consumers have about banking and provide information about contacting banking regulators. The site helpwithmybank.gov is sponsored by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and designed to present information in a question and answer format. The content is based on the thousands of questions the agency receives from consumers each year. To learn more, visit www.helpwithmybank.gov.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. What's happening, Len?
Well, Maria, still some slick spots out there, of course. And in Box Elder County, this crash near Mattaway is affecting both directions. And there is some slowing in there. And way down on the other side of things in Utah County, a crash northbound US 89 at Birdseye. That's a few miles south of the old Thistle site there, just where you get off of Highway 6 and head down there. And there is some slowing there as you make your way north of Indianola in the scenic country there. At IFA's holiday sale, you'll save big on entire selection of toys, plus many more great gifts. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Very busy morning for many on their commute today. The snow has largely moved into the central and southern part of the state this afternoon, and we'll look for some clearing skies, getting up to only 34, so it will still be slick outside for the drive home. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 34 degrees. In Ogden, it's 30 degrees. Provo reporting in at 33.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 1230. KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news on KSL News Radio. Provo police are identifying a woman whose body was found in the road at 850 West and 800 North in Provo. The woman is 21-year-old Isabel Parr. Police believe that she was hit by a car last night between 520 and 525. Now, police say the car that hit her fled the scene and they did not call for help. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is widening in the American West.
Two BYU professors analyzed census and IRS data from eight western states. Old West counties have averaged population growth under 1% each year in the last 20 years. Those are places relying on more traditional means of making a living, like mining and ranching. But new West counties, where tourism pays the bills, averaged 1.3% growth. Researchers say the population shift has created a growing income gap as fewer people run family farms and new West communities attract remote workers who increase the cost of living, thus widening the gap even more. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Utah's voters came out in force this year, with many counties showing greater turnout for the 2022 election. KSL News Radio's Dale Spaulding has more.
Wayne County reports 84% of their voters hitting the booth this election. Over in Grand County, County Clerk Gabriel Wojtek says he's proud of the people in Grand, who showed a 78% turnout, the same as Garfield County. Those numbers stayed pretty consistent since 2018's midterms. But Kane County grew from 73% to match Grand and Garfield at 78.
Salt Lake County's voter turnout jumped up 6% and Tooele's grew by 4. A little over 50% of Utah voters don't think Senator Romney should run for re-election in 2024. That's according to the Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll. But the poll also shows Romney has a higher approval rating than disapproval rating. KSL's top national stories. Today is the final day for early voting in the Georgia Senate runoff. Democratic candidate Senator Raphael Warnock promised voters today that they are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
We are in the home stretch. We are almost there.
Lines at polling places have exploded to historic numbers during this early voting period. A big legal setback for former President Trump in the Mar-a-Lago documents investigation. A federal appeals court has stopped a review of the material by a special master.
They flatly rejected the idea that a search warrant of a former president should be treated any differently than any other search warrant, writing, quote, "The law is clear. We cannot write a rule that allows the subject of a search warrant to block government investigations, nor can we write a rule that allows only former presidents to do so." The three judges on this panel, by the way, were all appointed by Republican presidents, two of them appointed by Trump himself.
That is ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Watering rules could get stricter in California as the state is warning it doesn't have enough water to deliver to those who supply it to homes and businesses.
It just so happens to be raining here in California today, but the state is still in a severe drought. And now California water agencies that serve about 27 million residents are being told they will get only 5% of the water they requested to begin 2023. California is in its driest three-year stretch ever. Already, water restrictions are in place in much of California, like mandating when you can water your lawn and for how long, but it means even tighter restrictions are likely coming. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. Senate passed a bill this week that provides $5 million a year to study the Great Salt Lake and other saline lakes in the West. Now, the bill was sponsored by Utah Senator Mitt Romney. A similar bill sponsored by Congressman Blake Moore has already passed the House. Anyone planning to venture out into the mountains today should be aware of the very dangerous avalanche conditions. The snow hitting the Bear River, Wasatch, and Uinta Mountains will create some serious avalanche issues. Avalanches will occur naturally, but some will be triggered by machinery and people.
Really communicating with your touring party about terrain selection and how to apply the avalanche forecast to our terrain choices.
Avalanche educator David Coyne recommends bringing all necessary safety gear and checking that it's in working condition prior to leaving home. Homeless shelters still have room for those in need this season. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
The Utah Homelessness Council approved adding over 300 winter overflow beds this fall, and so far, many of them are still available. This is good news as demand is expected to have an influx with colder and wetter winter nights ahead. The state's homeless service coordinator, Wayne Niederhauser, says he's optimistic they have capacity for those seeking shelter this winter. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
The Ute football team is in Vegas today. They will face the USC Trojans in the Pac-12 championship later tonight. QB Cam Rising says even though the Utes gave USC their only loss this season, they'll still have to be on their toes, expecting the Trojans to come with the game.
They got a little different personnel twist now going on now and just doing a little different things, variations of their coverages and making it hard for the offenses. Yeah.
Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock from Allegiant Stadium. You can watch it on the Fox Network. Coming up on KSL, the biggest ticketing agency in the country is still reeling from the Taylor Swift tour sale debacle, and a look at your noontime drive.
Well, hearing you talk about that game, it looks like the traffic is not too bad all the way down there toward that little place, Las Vegas. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Sometimes you need the information fast. Sometimes you just need to know more. Start each day here for the fastest information, and keep listening during the day for more. KSL News Radio is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. ED can have an impact on the man, the significant other, even overall happiness. Backed by over 50 clinical studies, our technology repairs blood vessels, improves circulation, and restores spontaneity, all without a pill. The best part of my job is talking to patients and hearing how their relationship has transformed because of our technology. If you're ready to treat the root cause problem of your ED and throw those pills away, call us right now and you'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound at no charge. You'll also get a gift shown to produce immediate results to intimacy, plus free testosterone. You're going to love this. This is worth hundreds of dollars and it's free to callers right now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now, 801-901-8000.
Need new windows? Advanced Window Products is the only local window and door manufacturing company that sells direct to the public. They've been serving Utah for 37 years at Advanced Window Products. All sales and installation are done in-house, so there's no middleman markup. They build it, they install it, and guarantee it for life. High-efficiency replacement windows and doors with lots of colors to choose from, and a lifetime warranty. It's serviced by their local team with labor, glass, and parts included. Advanced Window Products offers the highest quality custom windows in the state of Utah, and you'll save on your energy bill. Plus, rebates are available through Dominion Energy. At Advanced Window Products, financing is available 60-month 0% interest for a limited time, so buy local and support Utah's economy. Call Advanced Window Products to get $2,000 off on 10 windows or more. 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit advancedwindowproductsusa.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, changing population across the western U.S. is also exposing a growing income gap. BYU professors went through 20 years of census and IRS data, and they found tourism-based areas tending to get richer, while agriculture-based areas are trending to lose out. KSL News Time, 12:38. The Ticketmaster debacle that left Taylor Swift millions of fans without tickets to her upcoming tour has generated a lot of conversation. Let's get the latest.
And what you got was a perfect storm when one of the biggest artists in the world actually decides to tour after years. And she's got an absolutely rabid fan base. And the biggest ticketing agency in this country does not anticipate nearly how many fans are going to be there for the presale. And not only that, you've got technical issues.
Liberty Media is the majority stakeholder in Ticketmaster. Their CEO appearing on CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
The site was supposed to be opened up for 1.5 million verified Taylor Swift fans. We had 14 million people hit the site, including bots.
Ticketmaster set up this presale date, ended up crashing the site. Many, many fans, in fact, most fans were not able to get tickets to this show.
I have the Midnight's cassette here. I actually really like the way it plays on cassette.
Do you even have a cassette player?
Yeah. Right
here. One of the biggest Swifties that we spoke to was this guy named Stephen Sullivan. He's actually considered to be the voice of Swift Talk.
All this time, I thought Taylor wrote Right Where You Left Me about some kind of breakup or something. Turns out it was always about Ticketmaster.
It was a shock to many in the community that he didn't even get a presale code.
The way Ticketmaster works with their verified fan system, there's actually nothing to verify fans. It's just you give them your information and then you're put into a pool. And if you're lucky, you get selected to get a access code for ticket sales.
This idea of the verified fan was not necessarily verified. And fans like Steven were pretty upset about that.
If you get waitlisted, then you have a chance to get a code if after presale there are still tickets left. I knew presale was going to sell out. That was never a doubt in my mind.
So was this a technology problem?
It was definitely a technology problem to start. But what ended up happening was it exposed many flaws in the overall system.
And some states' attorneys generals also weighing in.
If we're talking about someone who dominates the market with 70%+ market share, we need to be really sure that there's not some sort of gaming going on that's taking advantage of consumers.
KSL News Time, 12:39, traffic and weather together. Let's check in with Len Thomas.
Thank you, Maria. Freeways are looking pretty good at the moment. We have a crash. Salt Lake Police Department working on 6th East 500 South. And hearing in the scanner of a crash on the south end of the valley at 128 South Redwood Road. The George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation present William Christensen's The Nutcracker, December 2nd through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at BalletWest.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Most of the snow from the strong cold front early this morning has diminished for northern Utah. Still some scattered showers over mountains and throughout central Utah. Now we're just looking for the cold air to move in. 34 for a high today, 21 for an overnight low going into Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Clouds have moved back in, 34 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, it's the last day for early voting in Georgia. We'll check in with them next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I've always loved data. When I heard about the Heredity Gene Study, I was like, this is so perfect for me because I can be part of something where data is being gathered. And I want to prepare the world for my kids and grandkids in any way that I can so that when they face challenges such as cancer or other illnesses, there will be as much information and solutions for them as possible. You're part of something big. You're part of a movement that's going to bless not only our community, but really the world.
You can help at HeredityGene.org.
Want to stay healthy this holiday season? Want to make it to all those great parties? Want to just skip getting sick? Schedule a flu shot for you and your family. And while you're at it, get your COVID boosters too. Anyone age 5 and up can get one. And you're ready if it's been more than 2 months since your last dose. Keep the holidays healthy this year. Talk to a doctor or healthcare provider and visit uptodate.utah.gov to stay current on your immunizations.
Hi, my name is Kendon Holdaway, and I work for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Before that, I worked as a dialysis technician at the largest dialysis center in Utah. And before that, I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease at age 14. However, I am one of the lucky ones. I have an amazing mother who gave me a second chance. She donated her kidney to me, and it changed my life. Thanks to her and a scholarship from the Kidney Foundation, I was able to graduate college, get married, and apply to medical school in hopes of becoming a doctor. Sadly, there are many who are not as lucky as I am. Every car you donate to towcars.org gives hope and help to 3,000 patients like me, many of whom are still waiting for their miracle. Towing is free and donations are tax deductible. Keep donations local by donating online at towcars.org. That's towcars with a K. Like kidney.
Attention passengers, this is your pilot speaking. Looks like we're gonna have to land immediately and hurry to the Xfinity Black Friday sale. Folks, we've got clear skies and lots of binge watching ahead. Stream your heart out when you get the ultimate streamer setup. We'll be cruising in so new Xfinity customers can get 400 megabit internet with unlimited data and XFi complete for just $55 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and a free 4K streaming box included. Plus, for a limited time, get HBO Max included for 1 year. So, sit back and relax with internet made for streaming and access to classic favorites. Flight attendants, prepare for binge watching.
Drop everything and get to the Xfinity Black Friday sale now through December 5th. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. Ad-supported plan of HBO Max. After promo, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Join Tim and Amanda tomorrow from 10 to noon at the NPS store, 1600 Empire Road in Salt Lake City. That is npsstore.com. KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
changing patterns of migration in the American West highlight a growing gap between the haves and have-nots, with tourism-based areas tending to get richer while agriculture-based areas tend to lose out. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, police have identified a woman they found dead in a Provo street last night. They believe 21-year-old Isabel Parr was hit and killed while jogging. Police are still looking for the driver. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
Crash southbound Redwood Road. It's closed at 128th South. Using another route. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clearing skies and cold temperatures moving in behind the snow. I'm Brett Benson.
34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The Federal Reserve is weighing another interest rate hike as early as next week as it tries to tamp down inflation. The jobs report from November shows employers added 263,000 jobs last month, more than expected. Wages also rising as companies try to fill positions. ABC's Alexis Christopher says that doesn't line up with the Fed's goals.
Wages going up is good news, right, for consumers and Americans. Bad news for the Federal Reserve because higher wages means that it keeps pressure on inflation. So wages were up 0.6% month over month and 5.1% year over year. It sounds good, but it's not keeping up with inflation. We know inflation was up about 8.7% year over year.
The CDC shows cases of influenza continue to rise. Hospitalizations nearly doubled again in the past week and remain at the highest levels in a decade. The majority of states reporting very high rates of flu. And the threat of a nationwide rail strike averted today. President Biden signing off on the Congress bill. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Your voice, your vote. 2022 In-Depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's the last day for voters in Georgia to vote in person, and the state had record-setting early voting. ABC News political director Rick Klein told Podcast Start Here, polling shows it's still a dead heat.
Look, I mean, this was a one-point race a month ago. There's nothing to expect that either candidate has pulled away.
This race is about character and competence.
I got to say, most of the momentum seems to be on Raphael Warnock's side. He was out there with President Obama last night.
And that means all of us doing our part to make sure that Raphael Warnock goes back to being the United States Senator from the great state of Georgia.
Intriguing to me that he was bringing in Obama, but not Biden or Trump. On the other side, think about your surrogates here. Democrats have been very hyped up on the way to bank their votes early. It's how they won in races around the country last time around. It's how they won in those runoffs 2 years ago.
This is the greatest country because we have the ability to vote and have fair elections.
They still have this strategy that has voters get out there. A lot of them are waiting online an hour and a half, 2 hours for early voting, banking votes even before Election Day.
And yet another round of allegations against Herschel Walker coming out again overnight. He's just in this 11th hour before the runoff. I mean, is that going to have any impact?
Look, at this point, if you're inclined not to vote for Herschel Walker based on allegations of women, I don't think there's new information that can be added to this. And in fact, his campaign is not even engaging in it. They're not denying, they're not even answering the questions about it because they think it's so irrelevant for the campaign at this point. Republicans still have some advantages in Georgia. But keep in mind, Devin, 200,000 Georgians voted for Brian Kemp, the Republican incumbent governor, just last month, and didn't vote for Herschel Walker at the same time. So they took an affirmative step to vote, but not vote for Walker. Now they have to vote with that Walker-Warnock race, the only race on the ballot.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Let's get you up to date on the drive. What's happening, Len?
turn off the mic there. I-15 is cruising along on wettish roads, Ogden to Spanish Fork. Crash on southbound Redwood Road. It's closed at 128 south. Not seen much in the way of delays there, but a little early in the afternoon. This week at Seagull Book, holiday-themed aprons, utensils, and dishcloths up to 75% off, many under $3. Perfect for you and great for gifts. Seagull Book and SeagullBook.com. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
After the early morning snow, the main weather story this afternoon will be chilly temperatures, only 34 for a high today with decreasing clouds. Saturday, increasing clouds, a little bit warmer, 41, few mountain showers possible. 48 on Sunday, but then a chance of showers developing by Sunday evening. Valley rain, mountain snow, changing to a rain-snow mix or just all snow by Monday with a high of 42. 38 on Tuesday, partly cloudy. We stay partly cloudy Wednesday, Thursday, and temps right there in the mid-30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 34 degrees, bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.